Thank you very much indeed. Yes, get ready for one big musical jamboree. It's the opening night of the 2011 London Jazz Festival and a swinging celebration of the jazz voice. Eight singers here at the Barbican, along with a 42-piece band, the London Jazz Festival Orchestra, conducted and arranged by Guy Barker. Introducing proceedings from the stage this evening will be none other than Ms. Victoria Wood. So, let's get the ball rolling now. We start tonight with music written by one of the great songwriting names in British jazz, Leslie Bricusse. 80 this year, and he's still going strong. This is Bricusse's classic song, Feeling Good. It's sung by Gregory Porter and Ian Shaw. Well, this is one of so many of Leslie Bricusse's hits. He wrote it with Anthony Newley for the 1965 musical, The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. And it's one of those tracks that's been recorded by so many artists, famously Nina Simone, also Sammy Davis Jr., Bobby Darin, John Coltrane, among others. Here to perform it on the opening night of the London Jazz Festival, it's Gregory Porter and Ian Shaw.
It's a new day, it's a new dawn, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea.
Once in a lifetime.
You know how I feel.
It feels like a giant.
Rivers running free.
An eagle,
how I feel,
as if he has wings,
blossoms in the tree.
Oh, this is his moment,
his one.
You know
how I feel.
It's a new day,
it's a new day,
it's a new,
it's a new dawn, it's a new life.
Lifetime.
And I'm feeling good,
just like a giant.
Thank you.
has been gazing down on the wayward ways of this wayward town, that her smile becomes a smile.
Thank you very much, Ianna Whittaker-Johnson. And before that, you heard Gregory Porter and Ian Shaw. And now I'd like you to welcome Victoria Wood.
To the London Jazz Festival in association with BBC Radio 3, the channel that plays all the music, even the hard bits. I'm Victoria Wood. I want to welcome you all, not just the people here in the Barbican tonight, but the people listening to Live in Concert on Radio 3. This concert is Jazz Voice, The concert was part of the EFG International Excellence Series, now in its fourth year. EFG is an international private bank and a passionate supporter of jazz worldwide. Now, for those of you who are experiencing jazz voice for the first time, actually, there might be people experiencing jazz for the first time. If so, don't panic. I was here this afternoon, and they never really departed from the tune. It wasn't that sort of jazz where you think, oh, stop it. So what this is, the concert is sort of tied, it's tied to the decades, going back from 2011. And Mr. Guy Barker here has trawled through the internet looking for musical anniversaries and celebrations and general musical happenings that we can link to the music that we're going to play tonight. Now, some of his links are, I think, a little bit more tenuous than others, but I'm just saying, go with it. Now, we just heard Iana singing the Cole Porter standard Love for Sale, which unfortunately was written in 1930, but it was a hit in 1931, so that's okay, even though it was banned on the radio. I don't know if it's still banned on the radio. Oh, well, it's too late anyway. We just played it. And at the top of the show, you heard Gregory Porter and Ian Shaw with Feeling Good, which was written by Leslie Bricus, who is 80 this year, written by Leslie Bricus and Auntie Newley, who I saw in 1991 in the West End in Scrooge. Just trying to tie it in to a decade. Now, our next singer, she has a proper anniversary, and she did say it was all right to announce this to the world. It's Norma Winston. It's her 70th birthday this year. Whee! And she does look gorgeous because, as we know, 70 is the new 60. 60 is the new 50. 20 is still the same old stupid, as far as I can see. Norma not only has one of our most wonderful jazz voices, she's also a lyricist, and she wrote lyrics to our next number, which is a Jimmy Rolls ballad called The Peacocks. So singing her own number, retitled A Timeless Place, please welcome Norma Winston.
Disguise. I'm drowning now. I'm slowly
Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. On kittens, bright copper kettles and warm wooden mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Green collar buttons, wrist slappers, scooters,
doorbells,
sleigh bells, schnitzel with looters.
wild geese that fly with the wind in their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Where the dogbot, where the bee stings, or when I'm feeling so my nose and our lashes, silver white winters that melt in the spring. These are a few of my favorite things. Pianists and pizza and pianos and pizza. Joni Peroni, a good chicken Caesar. Roaring in Ronnie's while Leanne Carroll sings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Fantastic. That was Ian Shaw with My Favourite Things from The Sound of Music. And the anniversary there was not the movie, it was the John Coltrane version from 1961. But I have to say, if Julie Andrews had been sitting on my bed with John Coltrane, it would have made a more interesting movie. Another anniversary I've thought of is that The Sound of Music was revived in 1981 at the Victoria Apollo in the West End with Petula Clark. I know because I had a friend who had a nun, there was a nun in it. And I did sleeping with one of the trombonists. I don't know how that happened. I did the Sound of Music tour this summer in Salzburg, and the guide said that at the very end of the movie, you know, when they're walking through the mountains in those terrible costumes and they're getting away from the Nazis, he said actually geographically, they're walking towards Germany. Now, our next singer is Michelle Dockery, and she's going to sing a song called Sans Souci, which means without a care, or it's actually the French for I'm not bothered. This song was recorded by Peggy Lee, but I don't think Guy and his internet tombola managed to find any date that fitted, did you? So we're just going to move on. If Michelle's ready, please welcome Michelle Dockery with Sans Souci. Thank you, Michelle Dockery. Looks very familiar. I don't know, she's perhaps in Emmerdale. Now, our next number, featuring Lucinda Bell, is called Candy. And I know Guy searched high and low for a link to do with Candy that would fit with one of the decades, and this is all he could come up with, is that as an Idaho candy company was started in 1901. Yeah, that's true, isn't it? And that Mars bars first went on sale in 1911. And that was it, really. And I'm only telling you now because we just needed a bit of time to get the harp on. If it had been George Formby, I'd have just gone straight on and introduced him. I've got something in my eye. I have trouble with my contact lens. I get bits in them sometimes. So I've got hard contact lenses, I get dirt in. It's worse on the tube because it's so dirty. You get dust and, you know, there's dirt and mice. Sometimes I get mice in my eye. I think it's all right. I had a lump on it. I went to the eye hospital and they said, you're suffering from a mixture of fat and tears. I said, you don't even know me. Anyway, I think it's okay now. I really ought to have them lasered. There's a place at the road where you can have them lasered, but in the same building, you've got eye lasering and you've got body hair lasering. And I think with a lot of short-sighted people, that's asking for trouble. You could imagine going in, couldn't you, and going, things are a little bit fuzzy. And they're saying, can you read the eye chart? And with my pants? No, I can't read it with my pants. Anyway, finally, please welcome Lucinda Bell, who is going to sing Candy. Thank you, Lucinda Bell. Now, our next singer will be Gregory Porter, who's going to sing that beautiful standard A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. Now, the anniversary for that is the lyrics were written by Eric Mashvitz, who was born in Edgbaston in Birmingham in 1901. And by strange coincidence, the romantic novelist Butland was also born in Edgbaston in Birmingham in 1901, and she recorded A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. I know because I've got the album and it is truly shocking. And if Gregory Porter was to get laryngitis now, he could never sound as bad as Barbara Cartland is on that record. But before we hear that, we're going to let the trumpet section rip, trumpet section to you, dating agency to me, with this tribute, keep up, tribute to jazz trumpeter Roy Eldridge, who was born, luckily, in 1911. And I watched him on YouTube this morning. There's a brilliant piece of him on YouTube from 1961 playing Sunday, when he comes in with a hat on and somebody says, look who's just blown in. He comes straight in the house playing the trumpet. I don't know, they hadn't locked the door. Anyway, this piece was done by the Artie Shaw Orchestra, and it's a tribute, and it uses Roy Eldridge's nickname, which is Little Jazz.
When true lovers meet, still songbirds. Winter turns to spring. Every winding street in Mayfair falls in spell. I know such enchantment can be, 'cause it happened one evening to me. That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad. And the nightingale sang Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear. Smile, the nightingale sang Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world turned upside down. The streets of town paved with stars. It was such a romance. Said good night, a nightingale sang Berkeley Square. Came stealing up all gold and blue in a row, a rendezvous. I still remember how you smiled and said, "Is this a dream or is it true?" Homeward step, just as light, and the dancing the Fred Astaire. Then like an echo far away, a nightingale sang
Gregory Porter. Wonderful. Now we're going to finish the first half now with two numbers, and then we will have an interval which is supposed to be 20 minutes, but we'd really much rather it was 15 minutes because the show's live. We don't want to overrun, we don't want to bump into the moral maze. So come back in, sit down. We're going to finish with two numbers, Love Me or Leave Me, which has lyrics by Gus Kahn, who died in 1941. That's going to be sung by Shingi Shiniwa. But first, we're going to move over to soul. And it was 1961 when Stevie Wonder and the Supremes both joined the Tamla Motown label, setting in motion one of the great eras of popular music. And to sing the Stevie Wonder song, Bad Weather, we have Mary Pierce. I think she's going to need her brolly. Please welcome Mary Pierce and Bad Weather.
Scott's sing to God alone. No.
This suspense is killing me. I can't stand uncertainty. So tomorrow, your love that's my love. There's no love for nobody
you. Love me.
leave me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might have the right time, the right time for kissing. Night time, my time for reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one less that someone is you.
Wonderful, Shingi Shaniwa with the London Jazz Festival Orchestra, conducted by Guy Barker. Love Me or Leave Me. Music by Walter Donaldson, lyrics Gus Kahn, in the opening concert of the 2011 London Jazz Festival, live here on BBC Radio 3. So, interval time now. In a few moments, I'm going to be catching up with the musical brains behind tonight's operation, conductor and arranger Guy Barker. I'll also be meeting with...
10 days, is it? No. No small feat.
Excellent. Well, here we are on the first night and just about to kick off the second half of this opening concert. Here's Victoria Wood and Guy Barker back on stage here at the Barbican.
Oh, 30 years in the business. Welcome back to the second half of our concert. Now, every year... musical director, Mr. Guy Barker, he gives the orchestra... Yeah, give him a clap! Give him a clap, give him a dry shirt. Every year, he gives the orchestra full rein in a second-half opener that celebrates a turning point in jazz history. This is a proper anniversary because 2011 is the 50th anniversary of the record label that was at the heart of the many classic recordings of the 60s and 70s. And this tribute honours some of the musicians associated with this record label. John Coltrane, Charlie Mingus, McCoy Tyner and Oliver Nelson. I didn't know Oliver Nelson, I looked him up and he wrote the theme music to $6 Million Man. Did you know that? He already knew that. Okay, so... the record label is Impulse, so please welcome back Guy Barker and the orchestra with tribute to Impulse.
We'll be right back.
Thank you, Mr. Guy Barker. That was brilliant. Wonderful. Now, our next song was made famous by Billie Holiday, but when she wanted to release it, her record company refused to do it. It was left to another gentleman called Milt Gabler, who was born in 1911, from a record label Commodore Records, who agreed to record this song with Billie. The song is Strange Fruit, which was originally a poem written by an American gentleman, and later on it was set to music. It's a very powerful song, for those who don't know it, about the lynching of black people in the southern states of America. And when Billie sang it in cabaret, she would always finish with it in her show, and the waiters in the club were told to stop serving and to stand in silence while she sang. And please welcome to sing Strange Fruit for us this evening, Ayanna.
Is a food for the world. start 1962, 19. Hey, the motor city's burning. That ain't right. 1960, what? 1960, who? 1960, what? 1960, who? 19. Hey, the motor city is burning. That ain't right. There was a man, voice of a people. Standing on the balcony of the Rainbow Hotel. Shots rang out. Yes, it was a gun. It was the only one to fall down, yo. That ain't right. Then his people scream. Ain't no need for sunlight.
For street
light,
no,
it's burning real bright. Some folks say we gon' fight, cause this here thing that ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. Hey, the Motor City's burning. Burning real bright. Some folks say that we gon' fight, cause this here thing just ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. Hey, the Motor City's burning.
wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me. Run away. If I were wise, I'd run away. But like a fool in love, I'll say and pray you'll save your love for me. I can feel it even when
was Mary Pierce with Save Your Love For Me. And before that, of course, we heard Gregory Porter with his own protest song for our century, titled 1960 What? Surprise, Guy didn't make him change it to 1961. We are going to hear Michelle Dockery in a moment with her version of The Folks Who Live on the Hill, so we can get another good look at her and decide what we've seen her in. Was it Casualty? Was she Bridesmaid? It was allergic to confetti. Anyway, I can't remember. But before Michelle comes back on with her Folks Who Live on the Hill, we have Lucinda Bell back on stage with I Don't Know.
I gave him all. tiny and new, a cottage that two can fill. And we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill. Someday we may be adding a wing or two, a thing or two. We will make changes as any family will. But we will always be called the folks who live on the hill. Of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that same old view. Baby and Joe, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who love to be called what they
Michelle Dockery. Now, we have a trio of songs coming up now. Norma Winston is going to sing a song a lot of people will know from the soundtrack of Midnight Cowboy, Everyone's Talking At Me, which was sung on that soundtrack by Harry Nilsson, though he didn't write it. It was written by a guy called Fred Neil, who died in 2001, and whose main passion, apart from songwriting, was the preservation of dolphins. Did you know that? No. I feel a bit sorry for dolphins, because people are always swimming with dolphins, aren't they, and giving birth in the water next to them and stroking them to cure their depression. And I think, you know, the dolphins get home and they go, don't even talk to me. The third song in our trio is a beautiful lyrical song called Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. The lyrics are by an American lyricist called Fran Lansman, who died this year. And it's a sort of reworking of the lines from The Wasteland by T.S. Eliot. April is the cruelest month, but there aren't any rhymes for month, take it from me. But we're going to begin with a song which was recorded in the 60s by singer-songwriter Sam Cooke, who was born in 1931. He wrote this song after he attempted to book into a whites-only motel and was arrested for a breach of the peace. It's called Change Is Gonna Come. And to sing it, will you please welcome back onto the stage, Shingi Shoniwa.
Thank you.
There's a no friend I once heard say something that touched my heart, and it began this way.
I don't hear a word they say, only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare, but I don't see their faces. I only see the shadows of their eyes.
I threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance, it hasn't got a chance. I promised my first dance to the winter. Got me feeling like a horse that never left home. I lie in my room, staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss wakes the trees and the flowers, and to them I'd like to drink a toast. I walk in the park just to kill lonely hours. Spring can really hang you up the most. All afternoon, the bird is twitter twit. I know the tune. This is love, which isn't. See, I've heard it all before, and I know the score, and I have decided that spring. Love seems so sure around the new year. Now it's April, there's just a ghost. Spring arrived on time, only what we can do. Spring can really hang you up the most. My heart tries to sing so you won't hear it crying. Spring can really hang you up the most. College boys are writing sonnets in the tender passion. But my heart tries to sing. My heart's on the shelf like glasses is up on it. Spring can really hang you up the most. Love came my way. Oh, I hope that it would last. We had our day. Now that's all in the past. Spring came along, a season of song.
love, sweet promise, but then something went wrong. Doctors once prescribed tonic, sulfur, and molasses was the dose, was the dose. It didn't help me one bit. My condition must be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most. I'm all alone. The party is over. Old man Winter was a gracious host. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can the
Thank you, Norma. We have one more celebration to come, but first of all, I would quickly like to thank all our brilliant singers, our wonderful orchestra, but particularly the man who is behind Jazz Voice, who's done every one of these arrangements that have served the songs and the singers so beautifully, Mr. Guy Barker. Okay, this is the finale, and this celebrates the first global jazz star. This celebrates a man who came from the streets of New Orleans to the speakeasies of Chicago to the concert halls of the world. Luckily for us, he was born in 1901. Luckily for us, he died in 1971. And we are celebrating the life, the spirit, and the brilliant talent of Mr. Louis Armstrong.
Folks
are crooning soft, soft and low. You needn't tell me, 'cause I know it's sleepy time down south. Soft winds blowing in the pine wood trees. Folks down there living a life, please. The moon shines high above the trees. Oh, it's sleepy time down south. Steamboats up the river. The night away. You hear the banjos ringing, the folks are singing. They dance till the break of day. Dear old Southland with its dreamy song that takes me right back to where in my baby's arms when it's sleepy time down south. When it's sleepy time down south. When it's sleepy time down. Someday you'll be sorry the way you did me so wrong. I was the one who taught you all you know. Your friends asked you to make me sing another song. Hope you're happy, and I hope you're like you never did. Never find another to treat you like a brother. Someday you'll be sorry, yeah.
Them blue,
ourselves. What a wonderful world.
Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people going by.
I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you.
I I watch them grow.
They'll learn and more than we'll ever know.
To myself, what a wonderful
Gregory Porter, Ian Shaw, Lucinda Bell, Mary Pierce, Michelle Dockery, Norma Winston and Shingi Shaniwa, the 42-piece London Jazz Festival Orchestra conducted and arranged by Guy Barker in this celebration of 100 years of popular song. Jazz Voice opening the 2011 London Jazz Festival live here on Radio 3. We're going to wrap it up here at the Barbican. Loads more of the festival broadcast over the coming days and weeks. Go to the Radio 3 homepage to find out more. You don't have long to wait till the next instalment. Jez Nelson's here in an hour from Ronnie Scott's. Join him at 11. But now, time to hand you back to Jonathan Swain of Broadcasting House.
Susie, thank you very much. Sounds like quite a party going on there. And that was Susie Klein at the Barbican in London. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 4 minutes past 10. Time for another visit to Radio 3's Free Thinking Festival, which was recorded last weekend at the Sage Gateshead. Over now to Ian McMillan.